Secret number five, learn to separate the topic from the issue. Okay, so the topic is often what people notice first, and it's where they focus in the conversation. And the issue is often the real source of the conflict or the driver for the drama that's going on in the interaction. So the secret number five is to learn how to separate the topic from the issue. I'll give you two examples to help illustrate what that means. So the topic might be, in one case, one partner or one family member is late for dinner. Late for dinner is the topic. The issue is that the person who fixed dinner has hurt feelings or feels unappreciated or feels disrespected or some variation thereof. So what we'll wind up talking about is late for dinner, which is in the past, and because it's already happened, and we're not really addressing changing the behaviors that can fix the issue. So as we start moving towards resolution, learn from the late for dinner, hear hurt feelings, and talk about behaviors that fix future options that might hurt feelings. So the conversation then becomes about what will I do the next time there's some type of dinner commitment? How will I make sure I'm on time? Rather than spending a lot of time talking about the past event. So separate the topic from the issue, hear that there are hurt feelings involved, and talk about how the behaviors can be different in the future to avoid the situation happening again. Similar type of thing can happen at work. Now, it's in work, people are probably even less likely to share their emotional backdrop behind what frustrates them. But let's say a coworker interrupts you and you find yourself getting angry. If you think about why you're getting angry, the real issue is not being interrupted. The real issue is how that interruption affects your ability to do your job, to get your things done, to meet your deadlines, to get home for your kid's soccer game or baseball game. Somehow that interruption has another impact. So the frustration probably isn't about the interruption itself. That's the topic. The issue is what that interruption means in your life. So if you can learn to separate the topic from the issue, you can learn to identify what your hot button is and what's frustrating you. If you're the person who's receiving, you can also learn to hear the issue in the other person's statements. What's really the issue here? So I can find behaviors that address it. So that if you find your button being pushed because you have constraints or frustrations or time issues, and a person interrupts you or cuts you off in a meeting or whatever the case may be, you can find ways to address the real issue that's frustrating you. So, for example, I was in a meeting one time, an organization I belonged to, and somebody came in and sort of took over the one meeting I was in to share issues they had concern over. And I started to get frustrated. And as I tried to objectively evaluate what was going on, in the middle of being frustrated, I realized that my frustration hinged not on the fact that they had something to say, but that I didn't really have the time to give them an opportunity to voice it. I had other time constraints. And so as a way to try to back out of it without coming across aggressive towards them as like, I don't really have time to hear you, or I don't want to hear you, maybe is a better way I'm trying to avoid. I don't want this to come across that I don't want to hear you. It's that I have other constraints on my time right now. I don't have time at the moment to hear you. So I was able to verbalize the frustration in a way that wasn't about them. It was more about the issues that were constraining me and help lead it to resolution a little bit more quickly. So secret number five, learn to separate the topic from the issue.